if you're a person from my generation, that tune Limelight is absolutely a staple in everybody's music library. So I had to bring that one out, blow the dust off of it, sneeze a few times, and roll away here into period number two. Duluth East and the Maple Grove Crimson go after it yesterday, or Saturday rather, at the Heritage Sports Arena, and it was a great game where the Maple Grove Crimson picked up the 3-1 win. They are on an absolute roll. 9 straight now the Crimson have won as they continue to make a statement for their season so far. Jordan Doffing's going to join us. We're going to hear from quite a few people from that game. It was quite the contest. That and much more for period number two right after
this. This is former Wild captain Wes Walls. While many things have changed in hockey, one thing remains brutally the same. Hockey equipment stinks. Use SportsSense and stink no more. SportsSense is a new product developed to prevent odor-causing bacteria from growing and works for up to 90 days. This isn't just some flowery cover-up spray. SportsSense eliminates odors on bags, helmets, footwear, and virtually any surface. If it stinks, SportsSense will get the job done. SportsSense is available at Total Hockey stores and online at TotalHockey.com.
Joining us now is Jordan Doffing, our correspondent, our Northeast correspondent, as he was at the game covering all of the action for the MNHockeyHub.com. And Jordan, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about what you saw.
What I saw was not much effort from Duluth East for the first two periods. They played an okay first period, but the second period they ended up only getting 4 or 5 shots on net. And it looked like they were down like 6 goals, like they just weren't playing at all. When in fact they were only down, you know, the 1 goal and then the 2 goals going into the final period. And they only had 12 shots on net. And then they came out pretty hard in the third period, getting 15 shots on net and almost making a comeback on the Crimson.
Well, Duluth East is 3-2 in their last 5 games, 14-4-0 overall. They started the week with that 5-0 win over the Forest Lake squad and are looking really good for the Section 7 AA seating. So all is fine there. But they ran into a team yesterday that I think plays a lot like them. I've had them in my top 10 much of the year. They're now number 5 in the MyFoxHockey.com rankings. But they held the Jake Randolph line, of course, with Trevor Olsen and Dom Toninato to nothing. And they have 103 points on the season. You said Ryan Coyne made 26-27 saves. Dylan Stamen's been white hot as he scored a pair of goals. By the way, he's going to be in our on-demand show tonight. So, you know, it sounds once again like it was your classic Maple Grove Crimson. Not very flashy, well-rounded victory.
Yeah, and like you said, Coyne made 26 saves, but, you know, Janetta made 22 saves too. You know, both goalies played pretty good. It's just that Duluth East just didn't play that great for the first two periods. Yeah, and I think you brought up that they're 3-2 in their last 5 games. They run into a little injury problem. I think his name is Tony Cotter, their number 20 defenseman. He's out with a broken wrist from the Sedcloth Tech game. And then Rapinski, their best defenseman, has a cast on his wrist right now. And that's not going to come off until about the section playoffs or so.
So they're trying to nurse themselves back to health and get things going as they can. You know, the bottom line is it's starting to take its toll a little bit, but that's a pretty deep hockey team there, and they're going to be just fine. You know, Jake Randolph talked a little bit about this Crimson team being a little bit underrated. They're very solid, to say the least, and we're going to hear from first Dylan Stamen, who had the 2-goal night from the Maple Grove Crimson.
Big game, big win on the road. How big was this win for you guys?
It was huge, you know. It's a tough game because you're coming in from a long ways away, a long bus ride. Legs aren't exactly feeling fresh, but we did get on the ice a little earlier today, warmed up with the JV, and, you know, I think that helped us a lot, and it's a huge win. I mean, not only, it's not a conference game or anything like that, but it's a huge win just to get that up and know we can play with that caliber of a team and beat them.
You had 2 goals in the effort, and along with that, how did you feel about your team's effort tonight?
It was really good. We were making the simple plays, getting the puck out of the zone. I mean, they moved the puck really well, but we just stayed on them, never gave up, and saw in the back of the net.
The goal was called off. You guys had a goal called off in the second period. What do you do to stay focused after that happens?
You can't really do much about it. You just got to go through it, I guess, because, I mean, we think it's a goal. Everybody did, but you just got to keep going, I guess. Can't get discouraged because it can come back to haunt you, I guess.
And then you guys had a two-goal lead going in the third period. What was your strategy going in that final period?
Stay playing hard. We didn't want to just play defense on them. We wanted to keep beating them up.
That's pretty interesting. We want to keep beating them up. You know, the one thing is even at the youth level, you play Maple Grove team. They are so strong and so deep and well-rounded. They don't blow you up with massive hits, but they make you earn every piece of ice. And for the Crimson, they've been having, like what I say, an exclamation point type of season. It's been a really good one for them so far. And picking up a win against the Duluth East Greyhounds, it's not a sectional battle. It's not a conference game where they're 11-0-1 in the Northwest Suburban. But it is a game which validates themselves as a legitimate top 10, top 5 team. And at 15-3-1, they have every reason to believe so. Let's check in now with head coach Gary Stefano of the Maple Grove Crimson.
Big win against Duluth East on the road. How big was this win?
Yeah, you know, we were coming off that game against Blaine on Thursday. That was a big win for us. Conference game, gave us a 3-point lead, a 3-game lead. So, you know, you don't know how our kids are going to react non-conference game and coming up here for the first time and playing here. So, you know, we wanted to come out that first period and have some energy. And, you know, we happened to pop that one in. So, after we survived the first period there and had that one, I think we felt pretty good about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you went up 2-0 going into the third period. What was your strategy going into that final period?
Well, you know, we didn't sit back at all. We kind of ran the same forecheck. We want to make sure we have some success getting the puck in deep, forechecking, and we didn't stop. And, you know, up till they scored there, we had some chances. And, you know, but, you know, even after they scored, we just continued to get the puck in deep. Happened to, you know, make a nice play out deep. You get that, you know, third goal, which is huge, the way they were coming at us.
Mm-hmm. And then you had that goal called off. How do you keep you guys focused after something like that happens?
Yeah, you know, that was big because we still had about 8-9 minutes left, so we figured, you know, when things like that happen, the other team picks up a lot of energy. And it was big that we were able to survive that period. You know, if they score, something happens, power play, who knows how the kids are going to react, you know, knowing that, you know, it didn't, you know, work out. But, you know, that two-goal lead going to third period, and, you know, it was big, and we came out right away and didn't sit back on it. So that was, you know, a great job the kids did in that.
Then with like a minute and a half left, what did you guys talk about in that timeout?
Well, we knew they were going to pull their goalie there. You know, we just said, you know, you got to pretend it's 5-on-5. You know, you don't want to sit back. You just got to keep and, you know, chip the puck out, throw the puck around the boards, and win the battle on the boards. You know, worst thing to do when you pull a goalie is to sit there and, you know, and try to, you know, defend like your man short. So we just kept going after him and able to hold him off.
A lot of energy, Jordan, from that Maple Grove locker room. They seem pretty pumped up about that win.
Yeah, and you know, they talked about that. You know, it was a big win for them just to know that they can play with this caliber of a team. Talking about the Duluth East Greyhounds, but I think a lot of what you hear in the background was there's a little tournament with some lights, mini lights, and there's about, you know, 200 kids walking around in the hallways and stuff like that. But it was a great game, you know, despite he's not kind of showing up in the first period or two.
Well, and the other part of that to keep into mind now, they've got resume wins over Wayzata and now over Duluth East, and those are some pretty legitimate contests that they've picked up there. So they are definitely on a roll. Can't wait to hear from them tonight on MyFoxHockey.com. 7 o'clock, Minnesota Hockey on Demand. We have 8 games of highlights on that show. Be sure to check that out. The other thing is if you miss it, it'll be reposted either on MyFox or I'll have it nice and easy to find right here on the Hub under the MyFoxHockey.com. Icon that I have on the Wagon Train Live. We had a chance, or Jordan had a chance, to check in with Jake Randolph. His line, of course, 103 points on the season, held scoreless and in check against the Crimson.
Tough loss. I talked to your coach about it seemed like you guys were kind of forcing your passes. Like, they were tape to tape, but you guys were kind of throwing them so hard at each other that it wasn't really sticking. What was kind of going on there?
Well, we weren't sharp all game. Our line definitely was not sharp all game. And, I don't know, yeah, like you said, we tried to force a lot of stuff and through the middle, and they're a great team. They're really, I think they're underranked. They're the most toughest team we've played, I think. And couldn't really get anything going offensively. We played great defensively, and I don't know, we just didn't keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. You had one of your defensemen was out, and then the other guy, Rapinski, had a cast on his arm, I think.
Yep.
How did that affect the game today?
Yeah, that's been bothering him lately a lot, but he says that cast makes it feel better, because before it was really hurting him. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even shoot, but yeah, it's still an effect where he can't really lift the puck, and yeah, that's a huge, because he's our top defenseman this year. But once the real season starts, the playoffs, he'll get that off, and we'll be fine.
You're down 2-0 going into the third period. What were you guys trying to do the most going in that final period?
Keep our heads up, leave the first two periods behind us, and try to get more pucks than that. We didn't get enough on that goalie. We should have peppered him a little bit more with shots. He's a good goaltender. And so, yeah, try to gain that offensive zone because that's what we do best. And, see what happens there. And fortunately, in the end, they took it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have one of the better power plays probably in the state, I'd say. You didn't get that much of a chance to work on it. But that one chance, and then at the end, you had a little 6-on-5 action. How did that feel?
That was better. We got you're saying when they pulled their goalie, right?
Yeah, when you guys pulled your
goalie. Yeah, we were feeling good. We were sharp that whole period, so we wanted to get more offensive zone time. We had Phil come out there for the goalie, and he had a great game that whole game. Senior night, usually the seniors show up there. But, we just couldn't enter the zone there. They were picking off all the passes, just chipping it out, and they had dumped it about 90% of the time they entered the zone. That was hard on us.
What do you take out of this game? How do you move forward?
Definitely leave it behind us. We got to go back to work on our systems more. Didn't win enough puck battles today, so that's what Coach said in the locker room. We need to start working on that a lot more because they were harder on the puck than we were. They were taking it easily away from us. So we're just going to work on that, leave this game behind us, and move on.
Like father, like son, we're going to hear now from Mike Randolph, the father of Jake Randolph. And you know, the bottom line is he says this is a good hockey team, are the Maple Grove Crimson, and they're well coached.
How'd you feel about your team's performance today?
Well, it was, I thought first period okay, second period awful, third period sense of urgency. I thought we played pretty well in the third. But they were sitting back a little bit. But we had more energy in the third. I thought we got the offensive zone and won some puck battles and some races, which we did earlier. And again, we were playing with a sense of urgency. And that's an excellent hockey team. Well coached and well disciplined, and they may be as good a team as we've seen, as far as they don't have any superstars, but they're solid on the back end and they're solid up front. So it was a good game for us at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they seemed to pretty much match well with their speed, and then but something I kind of saw is it seemed like you guys were kind of really forcing the passes, like almost really throwing like really bad saucer passes at each other, and it couldn't quite stay on the stick. What did you see?
Yeah, I saw that. I think they had a lot to do with they're as good defensively as anybody we've seen, and I think a lot of things that we got by with other teams who open it up a little bit more, it wasn't there today, and I think that had a lot. I think our kids got a little frustrated and got a little bit away from our game because of their defensive play and discipline. Like I said, it was a good team to play at this point of the season because we told the kids it's just going to get tighter out there as we approach playoffs. Teams, they played that. This team played D first, waited for their opportunities. When they had them, they put it away. So that's what we're going to see the rest of the way.
Yep. And down 2-0 going into the third period, what was your strategy going in that final period?
Just keep going. We want to just get off that second period. Again, that was not a very good period. We played with a lot of urgency, a lot of... we weren't battling and winning races, and that's what that part of it disappointed us. So we just wanted to go out and win the period, try and get, we're only two goals down, get that first one and go from there. Because after, I think after the second period, we only had like five shots. Well, you're not going to score a lot of goals doing that. So I thought we picked up our pace and picked up getting pucks in the net, getting bodies in the net, getting some opportunities, and that third one killed us, but that happens.
And then you guys took a timeout with like 90 seconds left. What'd you talk about?
We just talked about, it's 3-1. We could be in this situation again come the end of the year in playoffs. And let's work on pulling our goalie and try and get something going here and try and get a goal. It's not so much about tying the score, because that's odds are we're not going to do that. But let's work on a 6-on-5 situation, which in a game situation like this, we have an opportunity to do it. So that's what we did.
All right, Coach, thank you.
You know, George, it's always great to hear from Mike Randolph. He tells it like it is, doesn't he?
Yeah, it sure does, and you know, he's not going to be afraid to say if his team played badly or not, and he always seems to give the other team, you know, some nice props and stuff like that, and you talked about them being that the team doesn't have really any superstars, but they're just solid all around, and that's what I saw. It's just even when East came back and the score was 2-1 late, they didn't give up and they came back and scored a goal right away.
No doubt about it. It was a 2-goal lead at 12:28. Stamen scores in the first period, then Alex Mason at 1:32 of the second. You know, he talked about the dismal second period where his squad was outplayed and on the scoreboard outshot 12-5. But they had already dug the 2-0 lead, and the Maple Grove Crimson play with a lead very well. They did sit back a little bit, and he brought that up as well. And I know they do that, and they were able to get that done at until 12:57 when Phil Johnson scores from Hunter Bergerson and Alex Toscano, but then it's Stamen again at 15:31 for some breathing room. Interesting that the urgency was sort of self-created as they dug the hole, they pulled out the shovels and went to work. But once again, you got to credit the Maple Grove Crimson, a very good hockey team, and for good reason, ranked number 5 in the MyFoxHockey.com rankings. Where are you at this week, Jordan?
I think I got a couple Cloquet and a couple Hermantown games. I think on Tuesday I got Cloquet at Central. And then Thursday it'll be Central at Marshall, and that'll be and depending on how that game goes and how the second Hibbing at Virginia game goes, you know, those have very high seeding implications for sections 7A, and that could decide the 2 and the 3 seed. And then Hermantown has a another sectional corner on Saturday, I think so. A lot of good games this week, a lot of good seeding implication games.
We're looking forward to hearing from it, that and much more. Third period coming up. Mike Murakami joins us from the MN Hockey Hub as well, as we're going to talk about Benilde St. Margaret's wild 8-6 victory over the Holy Angel Stars. Back in a moment on the Overtime Radio Network.